At his home near Wagner, South Dakota, Sherwin Zephyr organizes his art supplies and papers. The Yankton Sioux tribal member teaches art in the nearby town of Marty. The tribal school sits across from the former campus of a Catholic boarding school called St. Paul's, which operated until 1976, when the property was transferred to the tribe. Mr. Zephyr was a student there from 1963 to 1975, and recalls how he and his peers were disciplined by the nuns and priests.
We were beaten pretty frequently. We weren't just spanked, we were beaten. They used boards on us, they used whips, leather straps that were like thick shaving blade sharpeners, the real thick leather. Sometimes they'd have two of those put together to thicken it, to increase the pain or the impact of it. For some of us, when we got whipped, it broke skin, left scars.
Mr. Zephyr says he doesn't know why he was beaten often, except that he and his friends usually conversed in Lakota while on the playground. Students at St. Paul's, like those at the other Indian boarding schools, were forbidden to speak anything other than English. Mr. Zephyr is one of several Native Americans in South Dakota who are part of a lawsuit against the U.S. government for alleged abuses through the boarding school system. Since the suit was filed in April, numerous other accounts have surfaced alleging torture, neglect, and other atrocities. The St. Francis Boarding School on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation is singled out in a charge by Sonny One Star, who says he was sexually molested by a nun when he was a first grader there.
Sonny One Star is one of the most courageous people I've ever met.
Los Angeles legal consultant Gary Frischer is working on the case. He says the lawsuit represents about 1,000 plaintiffs, but by next year, he expects that number to grow to 25,000, thanks to those like Sonny One Star who've stepped forward.
To explain what happened in his youth to the world, in the position he's in on his reservation, took a lot of courage. He's a full-blood hereditary chief, and he's the leader of his people. That's why I thank Sonny, because Sonny's kind of led the way for others.
Federal officials have declined comments on the case until it's heard in court. But some administrators associated with the now-defunct boarding schools have chosen to speak openly on the matter. Here on the campus of what used to be the St. Francis Boarding School, Indian children ride their bikes between the steeple church and the administrative offices, while maintenance crews work in the garage. Mary Van Winkle is executive director of St. Francis Mission, which now operates a museum, radio station, and parish, plus several youth programs and a tribal employment service. She says administrators are receptive to complaints from boarding school alumni.
St. Francis Mission Rosebud Educational Society takes all allegations very seriously. We encourage anyone who has felt they have had harm done to them to report such activities to the proper authorities and also hopefully someone here so that proper pastoral care could be given to that individual.
The Wisconsin Province Society of Jesuits, which sponsors St. Francis, says it has launched its own investigation into the matter. Officials say some claims will be difficult to follow up on, as several alleged perpetrators are deceased. The lawsuit has cast an even darker shadow on the Indian boarding school system, which many Native American activists have condemned as a government tool for eradicating traditional Indian singing, dancing, language, and dress. But some graduates have defended their alma mater. Patrick Lee, an Oglala Sioux tribal member and former judge, attended Holy Rosary on the Pine Ridge Reservation in the 1940s.
For me and my family, it was positive. My parents and many of my relatives' parents related well with the mission. During the 40s, poverty was extremely rampant on the reservations, and I think it was a relief for our parents, too, to place us in a place where we got 3 square meals a day and we were taken care of and we were educated. And I value the religious training that I received from my experience at Holy Rosary in addition to the academics.
Mr. Lee says while problem students were spanked with a belt or given demerits, he never saw or heard of any sexual abuse or torture of his classmates. He says if the allegations are true, he sympathizes with the victims, but he wants the positive aspects of the boarding school system to be known as well. In the meantime, the lawsuit is gaining momentum across the United States. Gary Frischer says complaints have come from Alaska, South Dakota, California, and New York, with more to follow. He says in time, individual churches and offenders will be listed. The plaintiffs are asking for $25 billion in damages for the emotional and physical injuries they say they suffered under the government's boarding school policy. For Main Street, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.